counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, here we are, another countdown for another week. Imagine that. We're back again, Brian. What are you laughing about?
I don't know.
What's so funny?
I don't know.
I see you're starting to grow the facial hair.
No, I just haven't shaved in like 2 days.
No, we're growing together. I'm growing mine back out. For any of you who did make it to our Facebook page.
I didn't even notice that you shaved.
It was gone. It was a mistake, though. I was trimming the beard and zoop, and I was like, oh no. So now I've got to go back.
You know, I did that before.
Yeah.
1 year during Movember. I went to shave my face, and then all of a sudden I had shaved off half my mustache, and then I was like, oh no, what did I just do? You know, you're just going through the motions.
Yeah, you should have just left half of the mustache. It would have been funny. Anyway, so here is my mantra for the day. You can't pull the wool over a sheep's eyes. A sheep's body is covered in wool.
Great, thanks.
So
that'll really guide me through my week.
That's going to get us through this program, because that is the type of week it is. It's a big week. We've got great interviews. We have lots of music to play, and that includes the top 20 from earshot-online.com. Brian, please enlighten us.
Well, if you don't know, Earshot is the national campus and community radio port, which you can find every single week at earshot-online.com. It is produced and published by the National Campus Community Radio Association and the many fine volunteers and staff of community radio stations across this country who produce the National Top 50, which is put up online every Tuesday evening. This week, we are counting down the top 20 most played albums in Canada for the week ending Tuesday, March 8th, 2016. The Top 50 is a culmination of over 30 campus community radio stations own top 30 albums every single week, and you can find those lists online, as well as specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly rundowns, interviews, reviews, and so very much more, so be sure to go and check it out. As always, it is online at earshot-online.com.
If you don't know, now you know.
And I think generally, no matter what search engine you're using, if you just search for Earshot, you'll find it.
It's unless they find us, which is also okay, because then we can link them to that. Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out to us, not with us. You couldn't even reach out with us. I don't know what that even means, but you can reach out to us and we'll feature you on the show. We're doing that for two great bands coming up in this program. We've got some great interviews lined up, and of course Stephen Karlick is joining us on the program again this week with some more music news, some wacky, weird, wild stuff to talk about over the course of the next 2 hours, and which includes Record Store Day. Do you go out for Record Store Day? Do you take part?
I'm not one of the people in the madness. I'm not one of the people lined up at the front of the door as the store opens everything, but there's usually lots of really great shows going on at the record stores, and so those are cool to check out usually. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I've gone out most years.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you. I'm not going to hold you accountable for it or anything. It's just okay then. So we've got with the charts, there's probably some movement to talk about, because we do start the program off with that every week, chatting about what's new, what's dropped, and it looks like Brian's hen scratches on the page that there is some movement.
There's a lot, yeah. Do you want to read it yourself?
No, I couldn't.
That's how I keep this gig.
It's part of the segment.
No one can replace me if they can't read all the things I've written.
Exactly.
Yeah, lots of movement this week for sure. We have a couple of debuts in the top 20, as well as 6 new records to hear from this week, all within the first 10, believe it or not. So 6 of the 10 albums that we're going to play here in the next hour are all brand new to the program. Lots of cool new stuff to play for you this week. But of course, as always, that means that for at least this week, we say goodbye for a couple of records, 6 to be exact, of course, to match the 6 new records. Lamato is dropping from number 13 to number 21. Aiden Knight from number 12 to number 25. The Besnard Lakes from number 14 to number 26. For number 17 down to number 36, we have Moss Lime dropping off the charts as well. And Tortoise from number 20 to number 32. So lots of great records dropping off the charts this week. And they might make a return. So we'll have to just kind of wait and see how it all plays out. But we also have seven debuts below the top 20 to tell you about a little later in the program as well. So lots of cool new Canadian contenders to possibly make it onto our charts next week.
All right. Well, we'll start the countdown right now. Kick it off at number 20. We'll move up from there.
All right. It's always great to start with a debut. We do that this week with The Mavericks, which is the new album by the 427s or 427s or however you want to say numbers in sequential order like that, with a track called Fake Betty to kick it off this week. After that, Junior Boys dropping from number 9 to number 19. Big Black Coat is their latest. We're going to hear a track from that one called Baby Give Up on It. And Japanese Alice by Wild Nothing, another new one. They debuted at 21 last week. They're at number 18, and their latest album is called Life of Pause.
All right, here is your number 20 this week, the 427s from the album Mavericks. It's Fake Betty. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Baby, give up. some feeling, it's not something that you do. Thought maybe it's no one, it's still no one. Everywhere you go, feel like no one. And I don't feel it. You got that pressure cause you need it. Now I keep talking, more than talking.
Shot 20.
I ring the warning.
That was Japanese Alice. It's a new one by Wild Nothing. Their latest album is called Life of Pause. It's at number 18 this week, up from number 21, dropping 10 spots. Before that, at number 19 was Junior Boys from the album Big Black Coat. You heard Baby Give Up on it. And we kicked it all off this week with Fake Betty, a track by the 427s, their latest album Mavericks, debuting at number 20.
Well, the countdown is on, and we are going to take a break from that right now for a few minutes. Head to the phone line. Stephen Karlik is there, and he's got some great music news to give us. Stephen, as always, welcome back to the program.
As always, thank you.
And we're going to kick things off. This hour, we have some, you know, very different news to chat about. Each story is very unique in its own, but we'll start with news, pretty heavy news, about Beatles producer George Martin.
Yes, indeed. We woke up to some sad news Wednesday morning as one of the most prominent producers in the history of pop and rock music passed away. That's, of course, Beatles producer George Martin, who died at the age of 90. The sad news was confirmed by Beatles drummer Ringo Starr, plus John Lennon's son Sean, who both posted tribute tweets about the producer. Ringo Starr said, "God bless George Martin. Peace and love to Judy and his family. Love Ringo and Barbara. George will be missed. XXX." Sean Ono Lennon, of course, also said, "R.I.P. George Martin, I'm so gutted, I don't have many words," and there are more words at his Instagram post where the tweet links to. Later that morning, Paul McCartney offered his condolences and shared memories of working with Martin in a heartfelt Facebook post. You can read that at exclaim.ca. It's fairly lengthy and heartfelt, really beautifully written. Martin, of course, began his career in the 1950s by producing classical and comedy records for EMI and its Parlophone Records subdivision. He signed the Beatles in 1962 and produced their early sessions that spawned career-making hits like Love Me Do and Please Please Me. He went on to produce nearly everything the Beatles ever recorded, and he has frequently been referred to as the Fifth Beatle. Throughout his career, he also worked with Cilla Black, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Jeff Beck, Kenny Rogers, Cheap Trick, Elton John, Celine Dion, Pete Townsend, and Paul McCartney and Wings. He won various Grammys, is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, was nominated for an Oscar, and was knighted in 1996. So we lost a legend.
It's very heavy news. All the best, and our wishes with the family and friends of George Martin, for sure.
Indeed.
All right, we will move away from that and talk about a release. Now, we did talk about this either last week or the week before when we were talking about Top Dog Entertainment and some of the things, that the forthcoming projects that they had, and I still think that ? Could have been the actual title for this album now that it's released.
Yes, so that was what we talked about last time, was a whiteboard that promised some new TDE, some Top Dog Entertainment releases this year. And it said, "Kendrick Lamar, ?" brackets, "Get Top on the Phone." And that, of course, is a lyric from Kendrick Lamar's new album called Untitled Unmastered, with a little period at the end. The album was surprise released March 4th around 10:30 p.m. when a track listing for the new album surfaced online, and Tiffith, of course, confirmed the release with an Instagram video. The album has now, of course, been out for a week, and we've been listening to it. It's sort of, it's somewhere between an EP and an LP, not quite a mixtape. It's a bunch of cut material from his last album, To Pimp a Butterfly, but it's so much more than, I mean, you know, Kendrick Lamar has now entered that rarefied space where everything he releases is worthy of study and close listening. It really is an incredible album. It has a lot of the jazz influence that was prevalent on To Pimp a Butterfly. You can actually, now that the album's been out for a week, you can read a not just the news, but a review of the album at exclaim.ca.
All right, well, good stuff, and I haven't had a chance to listen to it, but your thoughts, your personal thoughts on the album, have you had a chance to listen to the full thing?
I have, yeah. It's fairly short. It's about 35 minutes long. And, you know, it's got some guests on it. One of the songs, I think probably my favorite song, is, they're all called track, like track name, basically. So track 3, track 2. So my favorite song is probably track 7. It's a longer song, and it starts with a more traditionally Kendrick-sounding song. And then for the last half, it's him on a guitar, kind of doing a demo of what would become track 3. And it's super interesting. He's sort of kicking back and relaxing, and not often you get to hear Kendrick playing guitar and being so relaxed. So it's an interesting insight and appendix to Pimp a Butterfly, and definitely worth listening to.
Very neat. All right, one more story before we get to back to the charts in this hour of the program. And, you know, it's just, it's a bit discouraging that this is happening, or maybe it's discouraging this is happening more and more, but maybe it's, maybe the stories that have come before this are allowing people to express their issues and things that are happening to them. Anyway, I'll stop babbling on. This is news about a writer from Spin and running that they had with someone from The Last Shadow Puppets.
Yeah, so The Last Shadow Puppets are about to release their sophomore record, but in a new feature from Spin, writer Rachel Brodsky called out the musician Miles Kane, just one of the two members of the group, for his inappropriate conduct during their interview. It started with Kane making uncomfortable remarks about butter, and then about his bandmate Alex Turner's crotch. Then he turned small talk into an invitation to take his interviewer upstairs to a hotel room. And finally, at the end of the interview, Miles Kane planted a, quote, not entirely consensual kiss on the cheek on Brodsky at the end of their meeting, which cemented her uneasy feelings. Brodsky's excellent piece can be read at Spin, and it ends with, I mean, it starts as a profile of the band, but it ends as a takedown of the culture that allows for this to happen. And I mean, to address what you were saying at the start, I don't think this is happening more than it ever has. I think it's finally coming to light that this does happen. And as the world has allowed more women to work in the industry, it's become more of a problem. And I think it probably peaked around the 70s and 80s and 90s, and it's still happening today. It's still an awful thing. And the more we write about it, the more, I mean, whatever it takes to have this kind of behavior become entirely unacceptable. I know a lot of people have sort of sworn off The Last Shadow Puppets because of this. To his credit, Miles Kane did try to send an apology, but I think Rachel Brodsky is right in saying it didn't really make a difference. But again, you can read what she wrote, and you should read what she wrote at Spin, and you can see more details at exclaim.ca as well.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll leave it there and let you decide. You go over exclaim.ca. It's all there. Check out all the music news. We're going to get back to the charts, and Stephen will get you to stick around to the second hour of the program for some more music news. A little preview of that. Record Store Day is coming, so that's what we'll talk about. But first, we've got more music, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Another debut at number 17. This week it is Charles Bradley. His latest called Changes. It's on the always awesome Daptone Records. You're going to hear Things We Do for Love. And after that, a new one by Animal Collective, debuting at number 32 last week. It's called Painting With. It's at number 16. And you're going to hear Natural Selection.
Thank you. listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Natural Selection by Animal Collective. Their newest album is called Painting With. It's at number 16, up from its debut the week before at 32. And speaking of debuts, we had one at 17. It was Charles Bradley and his new album, Changes. You heard Things We Do for Love.
Mojave Winter is a group from Thunder Bay who will be releasing their first full length later this year, but we have a sneak peek for you, the single from that album, after we chat with Craig St. Cyr. He joins us on the line right now. Craig, good to have you with us.
Hey, Anthony, how's it going?
Very good. And your group hasn't been together long yet. As I mentioned, your first full length isn't that far away. Your group must have a great chemistry, something that just works for you guys.
It just kind of fell together, yeah. The funny thing is we all worked in the same building, and we all ended up being friends, and we all ended up realizing we're all musicians, and then we all ended up getting a jam space, and it just went from there. It was almost too easy, all the chemistry between the band. It just flowed, you know?
Awesome. And the single, Denim Enemy, has what sounds like rock leanings. Is that fair to say with this track and with what the rest of the album will sound like?
Definitely. We pull influences everywhere from George Harrison to Radiohead to Wolfpack. So, that tune was actually originally written by our lead guitarist, Jarrett, and he threw it into the mix, and we just kind of jumped all over it and turned it into a 7-minute song that, you know, it just kind of worked out just like the band.
And you also mentioned to me that you've got some music videos that have been produced. Are those to support the release of the album as well?
Yes, definitely. It was actually, we were contacted by TFO out of the blue. They were doing a touring music show where they all hop in a big bus and go from town to town. They picked two bands from every city, and we were one of the bands that they picked, and those just came out actually 2 weeks ago, so we're pretty excited about that.
And I want to switch gears for a second, because in addition to the band, you also have some solo stuff, and it's on Bandcamp, and people can find it there. But do you find it hard to balance being part of a band and making your own music, or does it kind of jive together?
It's harder than I thought it was, to be honest with you, because it's two different avenues. With the band, we tend to do different material. My solo stuff is more acoustic with an electronic kind of spin to it, kind of lo-fi. And the band stuff is kind of, some of it can be in your face, some of it's pretty mellow. But yeah, it's definitely a hard balance, and I'm learning that through trial and error, basically.
Well, your solo stuff can be found, as I mentioned, on Bandcamp. It's craigstseer.bandcamp.com and mojavewinter.bandcamp.com for more from the band. That's M-O-J-A-V-E, winter.bandcamp.com. And Craig St. Cyr, Craig, S-T-C-Y-R. Craig, best of luck to you and the band with everything. All sounds great so far, and we look forward to the album when it comes out.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
Here's the single from Mojave Winter's forthcoming release, the track Denim Enemy. Stick around, there's more of the charts next. It's the Earshot 20.
No, 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 no.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was We've Got a Lot by Sarah Neufeld. Her newest album is called The Ridge. It was at her number 19 last week, and it's at number 14 this week. Rah Rah Riot in before that, debuting at number 24 last week. It's at number 15. The album is called Need Your Light, and you heard Bouncy Castle. And we had one in there from Mahova. I know how to say that word. It's not a hard word to say. And that just destroyed it. Mojave Winter, they have a new one out, and you heard a track from that one called Denim Enemy. Don't know why I struggle with that word.
It was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I liked it.
Mojave. Or Jove os Cuervos is that.
It's always the words that you know that trip you up, you know?
Yeah, it's. You do a really good job most of the time, so I'll give you that one. That was acceptable.
Take it.
We've got three more tracks before this hour is complete. And before we get to that, Brian, did you see the trailer? So. Every time they've released the trailer or a new trailer for the new Captain America movie, they've introduced a new character that's going to be part of the film. This one that they introduced today, which depending on when you're listening to this is now out there, was Spider-Man. It looks pretty cool.
No, Anthony, I haven't watched this, but I have heard of this news.
Is it not incredible?
I couldn't care less.
I couldn't care less. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, everybody always has a hard time with that. Anyway, oh well, I thought it was great. So there you go.
I hope you enjoy it.
It was fun. Let's just move on to our final albums of this hour.
Do you appreciate that?
It was great. Thank you.
We're going to hear from Jason Coletti. He has a new one out called Song and Dance Man 13, up two spots this week. Here is Black Oak Savannah.
Good night, Irene. Oh, Susan, don't cry for me. I'm going to California, I'll see you in my dreams. In Black Oak Savannah, Black Oak Savannah. I rode into town on a Sunday, black tie and tail on a donkey. I rode into town with banjo on my knee. Those times were kind of funky. In Black Oak Savannah, Black Oak Savannah. In Black Oak Savannah, Savannah. When I left the prairies, I headed east. I was a stranger then in the city of trees. Black Oak Savannah, Black Oak Savannah, in Black Oak Savannah, Black Oak Savannah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
We had to be genius.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
Very wrong. The pulse returns for prodigal sons, with blackouts, hearts, with flowered news, with skull designs upon my shoes. I can't give everything. I can't give everything.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was I Can't Give Everything Away by David Bowie at number 11. Dan from number 3. His latest album is called Black Star. At number 12, up from 22, Library Voices into the program for the first time with Lovish, debuting in that spot last week. And we heard a track called Windsor Hum. And we kicked that set off with Black Oak Savannah by Jason Collette. His newest album is called Song and Dance Man. It's at number 13, up from 15.
All right, there you have it. The first 10 complete of the top 20. And we are going to get into the top 10 after the break. You are listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony M. Brian Cleveland is in studio as well, and we do this every week, count down the top 20 albums from earshot-online, and it comes from St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, Local 107.3 FM. We record and broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Check us out on Radio for All or podcast the show on iTunes, and stick around. The top 10 is on the way next.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.